very satisfying.
I can see you thought that was very satisfying.
Welcome back, you guys. I am rejuvenated.
We are back again.
Middle of the summer.
Yep.
And it is hotter than a...
blank.
Okay.
Welcome back, everyone. How's y'all's day going?
How's y'all's days going?
How's y'all's weeks going?
Yeah, I have a disclaimer. Outfit repeat. Just for the shirt, I already told you guys I'm wearing this shit every day. There's some stuff going on out there.
Yo,
when the second sound comes on,
you know it's bad. Yeah. You know it's like, you get the fuck out the way.
Yeah.
You
know what I noticed in New York?
Oh my God. How is it that as soon as we start recording?
This is very annoying.
No, like this literally started as soon as we press record.
When we were in New York, I remember anytime this would happen on the street, usually here people go to the right on the road, right? As soon as you hear that, you see it in your rearview mirror, you move out the way. In New York, people don't move.
Yeah, people will take their time.
People don't even move. Like, the car will go around them.
I wouldn't want to say people don't move.
No.
People still move.
No. I watched it happen.
Okay, but like, okay. In Europe, too, I would say they don't move away. Actually, we're there right now.
Yeah, we're there right now. Yeah. Welcome back to the pod, you guys, okay? My name is Yoni Ikoto, your favorite host on the podcast.
I would say... That's true.
That's actually not true.
No, that actually is true.
We have to stop this narrative.
I am Alia Zaitza, your second favorite host of the What's the Gist podcast.
That's so not true.
And we welcome you with open arms to this new episode. If you're a first-time listener, welcome. We hope that you stick around and have a great time. If you are a...
Last-time listener.
It's been a good ride.
Yeah.
Or like coming back listener or...
Well, returning.
Returning listener. We love you. Thank you for supporting us and all the things. We hope you're having a great summer
right.
So far.
And if this is your last episode that you will ever listen to, we appreciate the ride, okay?
Yeah. But hopefully not.
Hopefully not. Yeah, hopefully not.
Let's get into the topic.
Let's get into it. I love you so much, okay? And it's not hard for me to say that.
Yeah, I feel like you are the only person that it's like not hard at all to say I love you. Because like I so
Wait,
love you, bro.
For me to say to you?
No, for me to say to you. Like you're probably, I think you're the kind of the only person I say I love you to.
Kinda think or like
no,
am
like,
I?
No, for sure.
Okay.
You're the only person I say I love you to on a regular basis, like daily. I think I say that I love you to you at a minimum like 20 times a day.
But that's all. Would you say that's always in response to me saying I love you to you? No, let's
no.
Talk about that. Okay.
No. But I always say I love you back. If you tell me you love me, mm-hmm. I always have to say it back to you.
You know, earlier when we were on the phone and you say I love you and I was like, okay, bye. I was busy. And I just want to apologize right now.
Oh,
you
my
were,
God.
No, I was doing something. I think that was like right when I was doing something on my phone, right?
Yeah, I wasn't even paying attention.
And you was like, okay, babe, I'm going to the grocery store. Do you want anything? I was like, no, I'm good.
And then, okay, love you, bye.
And then I was like, okay, bye. And then after I hung up, I was like, damn.
Oh, I didn't even think about it.
Like, so. I almost called you back for that.
Nah.
No, seriously.
Well, it's not a big deal.
Yeah, okay, cool.
And...
Can I just make sure I'm recording? Just real quick. I'll be right back.
You are recording. This is a good episode, so we want to make sure that we get it.
This is my nightmare, because recording a whole episode and then just realizing that we're not recording...
It is... A scary thing.
Actually, let me stop talking about that. I do not want to jinx it. Okay.
Yeah.
How are we doing on the levels there?
The levels are good. Yeah, I was just checking on them.
Okay.
But yeah, you know, I say I love you to you all the time. It's been and
why? Like, why do you have to tell me that multiple times a day?
Because like, you know, there's sometimes that I say, like if we're on the phone, when we say goodbye to each other, mm-hmm. I always say I love you. Just because it's
why do you
like
say goodbye? That sounds so like never see you again.
No, it's just when we're like having a conversation on the phone or when I'm leaving and you're staying here, mm-hmm. when we're about to depart each other,
mm-hmm.
I usually say I love you.
Yeah.
You know?
Always.
Always. Just because it's like I need to tell you I love you.
You can't leave the house without saying I love you
yeah.
and give me
you
a kiss.
You can't hang up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. But I also tell you that I love you when we're just, you know, like at home and I tell you I love you when I feel that I love you. Like when I have this, it's so hard to explain, but it's like I have this feeling of love
You know what it is?
Like, I look at you and I'm like, I love you.
This is something that we always talk about. And it's almost like I love you. The reason why we say it so much to each other is because we feel like if there was a word that was higher, like a higher rank than I love you,
I would say that.
We would say that, but it doesn't exist.
Why do you think that we feel like I love you is not enough?
Because it's crazy. It's
okay.
What I feel for you, I know that it's more than I love you.
But I love you is the top of the top.
I know, but like...
So...
No. Let me tell you something. How other couples are, how other people say I love you to each other, is not the same shit that I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Okay? That's how I know it's different, but there's nothing else there. So, if you're listening and you know that there is a word out there somewhere...
That means something more than just I love you.
Please let us know in the comments, okay? Please.
Yeah, that's the thing that we need you to comment, okay?
Yeah, we're going to get back to that at the end of the episode.
Yeah. Okay. But... Why do you think saying I love you in general is like such a big deal? Like, why do you think...
Because it's a vulnerable... It's like the most vulnerable thing you can say to another human being, honestly.
Because you are letting them know that you feel this level of like emotion and attachment to them.
And especially if you don't know that they feel the same.
Yeah.
So, and I will always go back to this story. When you told me that you loved me, you had no idea what I was going to say. That's why Alia got there too, tattoo right here, because Alia...
I mean, I got that for several reasons, but yeah.
Okay, that's one of the reasons.
Yeah.
You're not scared of things. You will let someone know how you feel about them. So yeah. We're dating and we're still kind of in like a, what do you call it? Like a vulnerable space in our relationship.
Right.
Right? And... The relationship is not solidified yet. You don't know where we're at. You don't know where this is going to go.
Yeah, you don't know exactly if they're thinking of you at the same level that you're thinking of them.
Exactly. But you, one thing for sure, you know exactly how you feel.
Yeah.
So you're going to one day decide to tell this, basically a stranger, that, you know what? I love you. That takes balls. Okay?
It does.
And you said that to me before I ever said that to you.
Because I just felt that shit to my core.
I know. And just one last thing about that night. That's when I knew that you were different.
I thought you were going to say, that's when I knew you were the one. But yeah.
Different and the one, it's kind of the same.
It's not the same.
Really?
Yeah. But okay. I'll take different.
Okay. No. And I was like, wow. Because no one's ever said that to me before.
I love you.
Or yeah, and the way you said it.
Basically, if you never heard the story. Is the way that I said I love you is I was like, I've been meaning to tell you this, and I've been thinking about telling you, and I keep like putting it off and stopping myself from telling you, but I just want to let you know that. Oh, and before that, I said, and I'm not telling you this because I want you to say it back. I don't care if you say it back. Don't say it back if you don't want to say
gave
it back.
Me a, she gave me a good disclaimer.
Yeah. Literally.
Like, hey, I'm about to tell you this thing, but you don't have to say
the
it back.
The king, okay? Of disclaimers right there. And I said, I was like, I just need to let you know this, but I don't need anything back. Because it was so authentic for me what I was feeling towards you, that it was important for me that it wasn't going to be diluted by the pressure of you having to say it back to me.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? So yes. Then I was like, so I love you a little bit. And I had to say a little bit because I still couldn't, even though I was very like dare to and like.
Right. Ugh. You were confident, but you added that a little bit after
to,
you said
to
it.
To diminish like the intenseness of what I was saying.
Yeah. I'll never forget that day. I remember exactly what day it was, but I don't. But I remember exactly where we were moment, at, like in the room. Yeah.
Yeah. And me too.
That was very, like, I really appreciated it. And I gained, like, so much, not that I lacked respect for you, but
that showed you just, like, my...
It added so many plus points because I'm like, yo, this girl is for real.
Because it was really important for me that, as I said before, like, the whole idea about saying I love you, such a big part of it has to do with like the other person usually saying it back.
Yeah. And you know, I'm going to be honest. When you said it, I said I love you right back.
Yeah. I mean, took a second.
I took a second.
Because you smiled. You're processing what I said.
I was processing. I was like, what did she just tell me? But I
mean, I also said so much other shit.
Yeah, exactly. And but then I said, yeah, I said I love you back because I did. When can you identify when you love someone? Like, you know how you can.
Okay. I don't know, because also the love that I felt for you then is like this compared to the love I feel for you now. So
yeah.
That doesn't mean one is not that I was lying then, but I also think that the love that I felt at the time is like what I felt, like that's how I felt.
Because
I just, I felt, I don't know how we identify.
Yeah, and also that was only 2 weeks in. So
it's not true, bro. That was like a few months, like 2 months in or something.
I'm just kidding.
You love.
How fast, when do you tell, sorry, when you tell someone I love you, right?
Yeah.
Do you feel like there's like a specific timeline that you have to go through to say, all right, you know, now we made it to the other side of the window. Now I can say, I'm free to say I love you whenever I want to.
I think even in friendships.
No. Let's not get into friendships yet.
Okay. But I would say for me personally, even in friendships, I feel like saying I love you to a friend and saying I love you too, it's not necessarily the same, but you definitely have to have a certain level and in your relationship to where you can feel safe to say that, even if you feel it, you know?
Okay.
I'm wondering if you guys ever find yourself overwhelmed by hormonal changes, because if you're a woman, you're definitely not alone, as there are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors constantly living rent-free in our environment literally right now. Think from our food to the water that we drink, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, our skincare, and they can all mess with our hormones, unfortunately. Then, of course, there's the natural hormonal changes our bodies go through during our cycle and perimenopause and menopause. And while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean we don't suffer through it, but the good news is we don't have to anymore, because now we have Hormone Harmony, a formula made only with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Since Hormone Harmony contains science-backed adaptogens, they help the body adapt to any stressors. Think PMS symptoms, racing thoughts and low moods, poor sleep and bloating. Hormone Harmony can help with all of these things. It's kind of become a phenomenon on social media, and women can't stop talking about it online. And for a limited time, you guys can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code WTJ at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code WTJ for 15% off today. You have to have a around saying it to the person.
Okay.
Because you need to, the safety comes from the fact that you believe they feel the same way. There's like something that over time you feel like they probably feel the same way.
Yeah.
Because such a big part of saying I love you, unfortunately, somehow for some reason, it's not about me letting you know how I feel. Such a big chunk of it is also hearing it back from the other person.
When you say it, do you always want to hear it back?
No. But I would say that if they don't say it back, something does happen.
What happens?
It makes me feel like...
they don't love you? Yeah. Okay, that's not true, because to some people, let's say, right, you're hanging out with this person and that's your good friend.
Mm-hmm.
And you're a person who just... because let's be honest, some people just throw it around. I love you. They say I love you to everybody.
Bro, everybody.
Okay. So let's say you're one of those people. You're hanging out with someone who kind of holds their I love yous a little tighter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you say, all right, Christine, I love you. I'll see you tomorrow. And she's not the person to just say, okay, I love you too. So she's like, okay, I'll see you tomorrow. And she didn't say I love you too. It's getting weird now, because it's like you just threw it out.
Why am I uncomfortable just listening to this?
No. Okay. So you just threw it out at Christine, right?
It was Christine.
Yeah. And that's just the imaginary friend, right? Yeah. We're gonna give Jessica a break.
Oh, okay? Fair enough.
And what are you doing in that situation? That doesn't mean anything. She's just not comfortable enough to just say, okay, I love you too.
Yeah, especially because
fake also.
The way that the other person said it, it's not like, bro, I love you, you know? Even if it's like a friend, it's like...
No, but even that is kind of weird. Bro, I love you. Like, you don't say it like that.
Okay. Give me another example that is like more meaningful.
More meaningful is that you talk and, you know, at the end of the conversation, you say, okay, I love you. you know, I'll see you tomorrow.
So how is that different than saying, okay, love you, bye?
You know, American culture, I feel like everyone here
says I love you to everybody.
Says I love you to everybody all the time.
Yeah, like we were watching the Kardashians last night, and the way they say I
don't
love you.
Don't say we, because I don't watch
the
Kardashians.
Okay, you were next to me on the couch. You may not have been paying attention as
but
much
I
as I
listening.
Was.
But I was listening.
Okay. But I was watching the Kardashians last night, and the way that they say I love you, it's like, love you. Love you too. Love you. It's like.
You sound exactly like Courtney.
I sound exactly like Courtney, right?
Yeah, do it again.
Okay, love you. It's like, what?
Okay, but obviously we do know that they mean it, right? But I'm just talking about.
Okay, but they also say, I don't think they necessarily really mean it in that moment. Not that they don't love them, but I also think.
Wait, if you don't love them and you say it, how can you not mean it when you say it?
I just think that it's so,
it's
like,
thrown around.
Okay, listen. I think we need to dive deeper a little bit.
Okay, yeah. Let's differentiate.
I would say for me, I believe that a big reason why we think of I love you as a huge deal is because of movies and TV shows. Because the way that saying I love you is portrayed in movies and TV shows, it's shown as it's a very big word to say. You know, the amount of times I've seen a show where saying I love you for the first time is a huge moment in the arc of the story.
Oh, they only say it once in the whole episode sometimes too.
Yeah,
it's like, or one moment.
Yeah, exactly. Or it's like there's this one character that it's very, very, it's like, oh, I don't say I love you easily, or like, I don't just say I love you whenever, especially because, and I,
oh, sorry, not to interrupt you, but they, like, always whisper it.
What, saying I love
yeah,
you?
Yeah, it's always like, no, it's always like the response that's whispered back.
Is it?
Yeah, like, you know, let's say they're like at a dance somewhere, and then the girl whispers in the guy's ear, hey, I love you.
I don't know what movies then, you've been watching.
No, like, I feel like it's always whispered in movies.
I don't know, I don't
agree
with that.
And then the other person will answer and be like, I love you too. Like, it gives you more of a, like, anyways, I'm off the tracks a little
bit. Yeah. And also, I think that's where saying it, saying I love you back comes from too, where in movies is like, it's always a big deal if one person says I love you and then the other person can't say it back. And then it's like such a huge thing going on in that specific relationship.
That's when the music comes on in the movies.
Well, sure. Yeah. And then, and then that person that hasn't said it back to them, they're talking with their friend, and it's like, oh, I can't. They said I love you, but I couldn't say it back, because it's like, do you want me to just say it because you said it, or do you want me to say it because I feel it? But then also, that sounds fucked up too.
Okay, good question. If you tell someone that you love them, would you rather them just lie to you and say I love you back, or just not say anything? You know how awkward it is?
I think both options are sad for the person that said I love you, because I said I love you.
But why is it sad?
Because...
Just because you love me don't mean that I have to love you.
No, that doesn't mean that. But it also makes me sad because you want relationships that are reciprocated to some level.
Okay, but maybe
you don't want to care or love a person like drastically more than they love you. Especially a romantic relationship. Like, I understand you've been together for a while, whatever. And then you finally say I love it to you, to the other person, and they don't say it back to you. You feel like, damn, I'm at a totally different place than they are.
But isn't that okay sometimes?
Not that it's not okay, but... Ideally, everybody wants to feel like you aren't more attached. You aren't putting in more. You're not more emotionally involved in the other person. I think that's normal.
No, I
and
understand.
I think it goes the same way for friendships too. But I would also want to say that there's a difference between saying I love you or just love you.
Oh my God. That is probably like the most confusing thing to me, because... You adding one letter and it changes the whole, even texting, right?
Oh,
if you text someone, love you, to me, it's almost like you saying,
bye.
I like you, you're cool.
No, or just saying like, okay, bye.
Yeah. But if you say, I love you, all of a sudden, you read it differently.
It's like, I love you.
And I don't know why that is. I don't like saying love you.
Yo, speaking of texting though,
what?
You have so many options, right? You can say, I love you.
Mm-hmm.
That's the main one, right? You have love you,
mm-hmm.
which diminishes the strength.
Yeah, it definitely waters down.
You have love, like L-U-V, love and then, you. Like love, like L-U-V.
Yeah.
And then either you, the word, or love, and then the U.
The letter.
The letter U. Okay, then you have I-L-Y, like Ely, like I love you.
I feel like that takes more effort.
Writing I-L-Y?
Yeah.
I mean, technically, it's supposed to be a short version. Well. But I feel like when you text people those like other ways of saying I love you, it's like you don't, it's not the full, it's actually, not the full feeling.
I have a, I just want to do something. This was not planned for this podcast episode. Okay?
What do you
want
to do?
And I just want to do that. Grab your phone right now.
Me.
And text someone I love you. That's other than me. And see
nah,
how
they weird.
And
so
see
random.
How they respond. Are you scared to do that?
I'm not scared to do that, but I feel like I will send I love you and then they're gonna be like, okay, do you wanna do that? Who should I text?
No, don't tell me.
Well, no, it should be someone like, is it a friend or is it a family
it
member?
It doesn't matter. Just anybody in your phone and say I love you.
Well, it does matter.
Why are you scared?
No, it does matter because like it very much matters. Like I know for a fact that if I text like my sister I love you,
she's gonna be like,
what? She's gonna be like, lol, I love you too, why are you texting me that?
Damn.
But if I text like Brenda I love you
and nothing else,
she's gonna be like, was that for me?
That's
very random also, like who just texts?
Okay,
that?
Okay,
so
okay.
We're not doing it. No. I was kind of down. All right,
that's fine.
But that does
if you're listening right now,
prove the point.
Just think about it. In your life, can you grab your phone right now and text I love you to anyone in your phone?
I mean, you can.
No, obviously you can. But can you?
Yeah, no.
And if the answer is no, think about why.
But I also don't think it necessarily has to be a big deal.
It's not a big deal, but to me, I'm thinking right now, the reason why I didn't want to do it is because it's like, I can do it.
It's just hella weird. Like, it's like, what? Like,
but why would you? Why would
you? What's funny though, we do that to each other all the time. Like, you might be somewhere, I might be somewhere.
Because we have a romantic relationship.
And I randomly think about you, you know? And I'm like.
So if you text your friend that, they're going to be like, damn, why are you? It's sunny outside. It's 90 degrees outside. Why do you just want to text me, I love you, out of nowhere? Why are you thinking about me?
Yeah, because to friends, it's different.
It's different. It's just different.
It's different. Okay. So.
Moving on.
Saying I love you when it comes to family. I think Yoni and I both agree on this. Bro, you always having difficulties with your mic.
This is my last time using this mic stand. So we're gonna... Sorry about that, guys. Damn, yeah.
So saying I love you to family, I think... I'm just gonna say growing up for me, I didn't hear I love you, okay?
Ever.
To say I love you in Romanian, you have to say te iubesc.
Te iubesc. And I learned that, and I always say that to you now.
And you do say
it. And anytime I say, Ali, te iubesc, she would say, ciu.
No, it's ciu.
Oh, ciu. Sorry, I'm
which
learning.
Which means and I, or me too.
Right. And then the other day, I asked you, I was like, did you grow up? That's how the podcast idea came about, actually, yeah. Just last night. And I was like, did you grow up with I love you throwing around?
Like, just, basically, did I hear te iubesc?
Yeah.
All the time.
Did you hear te iubesc all the time?
Literally not ever. Like
ever.
Very. I mean, probably at some point, but so, I'm saying so like clearly, I can't recollect. It's not something that.
Okay.
It's like I heard.
I get it.
Ever really?
It wasn't like a normal thing.
Yeah.
So. Is that the reason why you never said that to people growing up? Also, like to your mom. Or to your dad, or to your grandma.
So here's the thing, right?
If anything, to grandmas is the easiest way to say I love you. I don't care
yeah,
what
country.
Yeah,
that's true. I would say like, te iubesc buni.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's like cute, you know?
Yeah.
I would say the biggest reason why I think it's a culture thing for sure. But for some reason, saying like the words actually, saying te iubesc, they feel like they actually, if the way that we were talking, like, oh, if there was a word over I love you that meant more than I love you, I think a big reason why we feel that way is because growing up for me, te iubesc felt like that word that we're looking for in English. Like, it feels like it's stronger than
it's stronger.
I love you.
Same with French. If you say je t'aime,
it's like te iubesc. It's like, I love you. But
I've said that to my parents before, you know, like it's not something that I never heard growing up.
Okay, but when was the last time you said je t'aime to like you, one of your parents?
I don't know, like to my dad, maybe like a couple of weeks ago. You know, but usually every time we're done talking, I would say it or he would say it, and maybe not.
Do you say it like that? Like how would you say it?
Je t'aime.
And then he says it back.
Yeah.
It's so funny. I'm like, how does he say it?
You know, and then, but it just feels louder than I love you.
It does.
You know?
And I will tell you guys right now, I never really say te you best to anyone.
Have you ever said I love you or te you best to your parents? And that's such a... I don't know why it makes us feel like a little bit uncomfortable.
It makes me feel uncomfortable because I don't know why, but they also don't say it to me. Ever.
So, do you feel like after a certain age, it becomes weird to say it? Like, have you ever said it to your brother or to your sister? I feel like I've heard your brother say, love you, sis, before.
Yeah, in English.
In English, right.
Totally different.
See, in English, it's so easy.
It's totally different to say. And my sister also says, love you.
Yeah.
And I say it back. I'm like, love you too.
Yeah.
But it's not at all exactly how you said. Saying it in Romanian for me feels louder. It feels stronger. It feels more
serious,
truthful and authentic and thick, you know?
Yeah.
But I get it. Yeah. So there's something about that that I think growing up, I didn't hear it, which I think made it feel like it's a thing that you really have to say when you really mean. And not that you don't. When you don't say, you don't mean it.
No, exactly.
But it's also just not something that's like always said and thrown around the way that I think in American culture, it's said all the time and to everyone all the time.
But also just because growing up, and I don't know if it's like that in all countries.
Let us know.
Yes, please let us know in the comments if you can relate to this. Like growing up, for me, saying je t'aime was not... We said it, but it's not as...
Common.
Liquidy as I love you.
Yeah, it's like I love you so watered down.
Yeah, that's so interesting.
Especially because we don't have the version of love you. You can always say te you best, which means I love you.
Yeah,
there's no love you, which is like a watered down version of I love you.
So you can't say you best.
No, that doesn't make sense. So I think for that reason, because love you is a watered down version, it slowly kind of dragged I love you into a little bit of that watered down. Yeah. For me, just how I feel about it.
I understand that. But no matter how watered down we feel like I love you is or feels, to some Americans or to some people who grew up here, it's still hard to say I love you to their
parents. I'm not saying it's easy for me to say. But I just mean...
I know. We were talking about the heaviness of the word.
Yeah. Like saying it to in a relationship, it's definitely not watered down.
Yeah.
But I would say, like, to move on from from family to like friends. Saying like, not to make this. I know some people have a problem with us being like, girls do this, guys do this. Not that I speak for all girls, and not that Yoni speaks for all guys. But I would say from just observing people in general and people's friendships and stuff, I just think that the way that girls say like I love you to each other in a very specific way, and I kind of struggle with this actually, saying I love you to girlfriends.
Why do you think that is? Is that because
one is because I have some girlfriends that just at one point said, okay, love you, bye.
It just feels fake.
It feels fake as fuck to me.
Oh, shit.
And not that... No, but it feels so empty.
Yeah.
It feels so water. I want wine.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, I just wanted to be dramatic.
I want that Hennessy. I love you.
Yeah. No, but it's just the way that it's said that I'm like, why say it if it's not like the true moment and honest way?
It does feel fake. Anytime I hear that, I'm like, it doesn't mean anything.
That's how I receive it.
Especially this one. Okay, I love you, bye. It's like you just kind of like scrambled that shit in there.
Yeah, Exactly. And to be honest with you, I've said it back when I felt like icky to say it back. Like when one of the girls that I'm friends with, she would say, okay, love you, see you later. I'd be like, yeah, I love you. And I don't know why something about it, I'm just like, it's not that
just hearing
it's not
you,
that I don't have any love for this person.
Yeah.
But I also just, I don't love you at that level to where like I say it to you every time we say goodbye.
But then also it's just the way that she said it
that I'm
seemed empty and like let's refer to those types of I love yous like water. Okay,
watery love yous.
So that was a watery love you, right?
Yeah.
And then you walking away with your bag, say, okay, I love you too. You felt like
I'm saying it I'm back to the same level. Yeah.
Like, why am I even lying to this person? And you might not even love them.
I mean, low key, true. Like, you might not even.
But you have to say it back.
You have to say it back because if
like,
not, it's
yeah,
weird.
Like, what are you going to say? You're going to say, okay, thanks. Okay, thanks.
Or you can just say,
that happened
okay,
to me
bye.
Before. That happened to me before. I said that to one of my friends. Not like really close friends. We kind of like met up for something, right?
Okay.
And I was like, okay, I love you. Or like, no, I said, love you, bro. Or some shit like
yeah,
that, right?
Yeah, guys love to say, I love you,
bro. You have to say bro at the end.
Yeah.
Because if you just say, and also, I don't know. Like, I don't think I ever told one of my guy friends,
I love you,
and just left it at that. You always got to say... I mean, that's just a way of speaking.
No, it takes it back a little bit.
Takes what back?
No, like, you know that the love you you're telling them is a friend love you. It's like, when you say I love you back, I love you, bro. It's a, like, everyone kind of has a mutual understanding of what level of I love you that is.
No. I say love you, bro, to my friends. And that doesn't mean that it's any...
It's not the same love you that you tell me.
Obviously not, because you're my wife.
Right.
So what you want me to say, like, to my guy friends, you want me to say, hey, I love you so much. I love you so much, bro.
Oh my God. I can't even imagine telling someone you best to like a friend.
But that would be very uncomfortable. Maybe not even necessarily for me, but I'm trying to save the awkwardness from my friends from experiencing that. So right. I will never say to my friends after we're done hanging out, or let's say we're just talking, and I'll be like, man, I love you so much. Like, it's crazy. I really have feelings for you.
Okay, but now you're saying something else. That's what I mean.
No, I'm kidding.
But that's why saying I love you, bro, clearly it's like, it's...
You have to say bro at the end.
Distinguishing it that it's that level of love, and it's that kind of love. You know
okay.
what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. And it's just simple, but I'm not, it's just... You just don't do that randomly, yeah. You know? But you always say, even if you just... Because we don't have to say the full thing. We don't have to say, I love you.
You say, love you, bro.
Yeah, and that's just enough. It's not watered down. Because, you know why?
Mm.
Because a lot of... Because I don't say that just to anybody.
That's true. Girls do have that thing where they just say, love you to whoever.
Exactly. That's the problem. With guys, the specific friends that you would say that to at the end of a conversation...
Yeah.
You would say that. That's why saying love you is already enough for us.
Yeah. And it's not that you say it all the time.
But, you know, I would love to just say it, like the full thing. Like, I love you, bro.
So why don't you?
Because I know that...
It will make them feel...
No. I just don't know how everybody's going to receive it.
Mm.
It's for some people, it's a heavy thing to receive.
Because you can't lie and say, like, and it's all about letting them know how you feel.
What do you mean by that?
Because you know how, like, when I told you I loved you, I was like, I just want to let you know that this is how I feel. It's not about hearing it back.
Yeah. I mean, when I say that to my bros, I don't say it to hear it back, honestly. I don't say it to hear it back.
Uh-huh.
But
you care about how it's received.
Yeah, that's it. I'm just trying to let you know. Mm. That's it. Like, I never do things to hear it back.
Right.
Or to get it back, you know? If I help you move, I don't expect you to help me move. Like, it would be nice. You know?
Yeah, like, you wouldn't say if you asked them, can you help me move after you helped them move? You wouldn't be like, but I helped you move.
No. Like, if I help you move and then it's my time to move, I'm not going to ask you, hey, bro, I helped you move last year. Can you help me move? You know what I'm going to do? I'm gonna say, oh, I'm just moving this weekend.
No, I would, if like, I ask, if I need help, I would ask, like, can you help me? And if they tell me no, like, maybe they just can't do it, you know?
Yeah, maybe they just can't do it. But, okay, long story short, we can wrap it up with the love you with the friends, right?
Yeah.
Me with my friends, I say, love you, bro, at the end of conversations. Some days we don't, some days we do, depending. It also depends on what kind of conversation we have.
Yeah.
If it's a deep conversation,
it makes definitely. Sense.
If it's like, okay, what time are you about to be at the gym? 3 o'clock. I love you, bro. That's like... It's like, yo, it's like, you know, it's like, yeah, I love you too, bro. Fuck.
You know? That's so funny. Yeah.
So what about you to conclude it?
To conclude.
Wait, you just never say that. Honestly.
This, I don't ever say what?
I love you to your friends at the end of a conversation.
I don't. Yeah. The only reason why I would say it to them is if they say it back to me. I also don't have a lot of friends. If they say it I would only say it to them if they say it first. Because I feel like I need to say it back so it's not a thing.
Yeah.
But also, the way that they say it, like, I've never had a girlfriend. Actually, I did before. But I would say, like, recently, I didn't have someone that was like, I love you. You know, like, I actually love you, like, as, like, you know, a good friend, you know? So it's always been, like, the love yous. Mm-hmm. And they always felt so like disingenuous for me that I was just I just said it back with that same level of disingenuity. I don't know if that's I would say that I have felt love, like friend love for someone on a level where I was like, I want to let them know that like I love them.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I feel like connected to you on like a sisterly level, like
that's beautiful.
I can really depend on you, and I feel like, you know, we're family and we're really close and all that. When it's that type of level of friendship with girls, I do feel like it's still hard for me. Then it's hard for me to let them know, like the first time I'm telling them that I love you is like kind of feels like a big deal.
It's a moment.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyways.
Yeah. Well, with that being said, babe, I love you so much.
I love you too, babe.
It makes me wanna tell someone else other than you that I love them today.
Really?
Can I call somebody right now, put them on speaker and say, hey, that's I just want to tell you that I love you right now.
That's kind of a lot.
We should do that.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
So do you want to do that?
No. I mean, next time. It's fine. You wanted to say something. Are we wrapping it up or are we...
Wanted to say one thing about like French relationship love yous is that the way I think some people just, they really, as you said before, like hold I love you really close to their heart, mm-hmm. where it's not so always telling somebody like I love you, I love you, I love you, the way that we do to each other. That's just how we are. And I would say that if someone is in a relationship with someone that doesn't say I love you very often, mm-hmm. do you think that's a problem?
That's a very good question. I'm glad we didn't skip over that.
Yeah.
Because I think if you're in a relationship and you find yourself telling your partner that you love them way...
More often than
they tell you.
Yeah.
Is that a problem for you? Honestly, I think that might be a problem for me. Because it's like, why are you not... If we're together and we want to have kids together, we live together, let's say, we're married, but you just don't... Why are you not comfortable enough? I don't care if it's your culture or not.
Do you not think about it? Like, do they not...
Because I'm sure you know that, okay, my wife tells me she loves me every day and I never tell her that first. Why are you not comfortable saying it first? Doesn't even have to be wife, just boyfriend, girlfriend, for anyone out there listening. If you're in this situation, don't you think it's weird that your partner doesn't tell you I love you as much as you tell them? And maybe you're that person who doesn't say it that often. Try to practice.
Maybe they feel like it's watered down too.
No. Maybe they just feel like it's too deep. Maybe they feel like it's too...
But maybe they also feel like they don't need to say it that often. They don't need to say I love you all the time. You should know that I love you through a bunch of, because like I know at the, at, you know what? At
the why are you pointing at me?
Sit down. You know that at the core of everything, I know that I love you. Wait.
Yo, 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 take a break.
Reset.
Reset. Rewind.
At the core of this relationship, you know that I really, really love you through everything that I do. It's not that when I tell you I love you, you're like, that's what makes you think that I love you.
Yeah.
It's all not the, that. It's the actions.
It's all the other shit.
It's all the other shit.
Other than the words.
Other than the words that actually make you trust that when I tell you I love you, I do.
Exactly. Beautifully said.
So I think that maybe when somebody is like, they don't say that often, it could be that it's like, you shouldn't need me to tell you I love you. Like, I do all these other things.
Okay, so there's different ways to show that you love someone.
100%. But I feel like there, but let's be honest. You should actually, the proof of the love shouldn't come from someone telling you I love you.
Right.
The big proof of the love should come from everything else, the actions, the partnership, all the other things.
I understand 100%.
Yeah.
But saying it brings the relationship a little bit to another level, but only if you do all these other things.
Yeah.
You have to be comfortable saying that to your partner. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
No, I would hate to go through life and not have a single person that I say I love you to. Knowing that you want to say, everybody wants to have that person.
Well, I think there's a difference between like someone consciously stopping themselves from saying I love you.
I'm
or just saying,
I'm talking about from like the comfortability standpoint. I'm in a relationship and I want to tell my partner. There's nobody that's like, I don't want to say. Everybody loves to hear I love you. Everybody wants to say that.
I remember
when I was a kid and I couldn't wait to tell someone that I loved them.
Oh,
like, no, someone that wasn't my family. Like another right, person, yeah. Like a girl that I liked in school. And like, if you listen to other episodes before, I had many crushes when I was in
crushing.
School. Every day. Every day.
Different girl.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cute.
You know, so I don't know. I'm just a lover, you know?
Yeah, no, I get it. I would love if whoever's listening to this, if you're somebody that you can identify within yourself, that it's for some reason, it's harder for you to say I love you. You've been in situations, maybe in a relationship where someone was even asking you like, why do you never tell me that you love me? Like,
yeah.
Or something along those lines. Like, if that is you, can you like write in the comments, maybe explaining to us, like for you personally, why it might be like a more serious or more intense thing to say?
Yeah.
Also, I'm really curious to hear.
And I feel like this whole time we were talking about this topic as whenever we were talking about the parents, right? We were talking about from the kids' point of view. But what if you're a parent listening to this? Because there's also some parents. Shout out to all the parents listening to WTJ.
Oh, hell yeah.
I wonder if it's hard for you to tell your kids that you love them. Like, feel like uncomfortable?
When I'm going
to
have a kid, but see, I want my kid to know that when I tell them I love you, maybe it's because we just grew up not here. And maybe for people that live here, saying I love you feels differently. Because I used to hear like friends when I was in a dorm in school, I used to hear friends that talked to their parents, and at the end of each call they would say love you, I love you, whatever, every single time they talked to their parents on the phone. And I was like, I never say te you best to my parents ever when I talk to them on the phone.
And that doesn't mean that you don't love them.
No, it not
just
at all.
Means that,
but I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. We're trying to figure it out. But I think, I definitely think it's like a cultural thing.
Oh, 100%.
I think in Europe, French, like in Belgium, or just even like, I don't know. Like, for example, right? Like African culture, I do know that it is said often.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's also not all the time.
Not as often as here.
Yes, but it is. It also feels a little bit more serious when you say...
More authentic.
Yeah, when you say je t'aime versus I love you. It's like this. One is way up here and then the I love you is just way down here that you
maybe
can just throw around.
It could also be because like there's so much entertainment, as I said before, like movies, TV, music, all these things that are made, like so many of the popular mainstream ones are in English.
Yes.
So do you think that maybe that has also just watered down like the words itself?
Maybe that has an influence. And also about our perspective, maybe you live in a foreign country and it is normal for you. We're talking kind of like from our experience.
Oh yeah, just living, just
but this is what I think. Like saying je t'aime feels heavier than I love you. Like I don't know.
Yeah, it's like I'll tell my mom, love you mom, like anytime. Like it's just... And it doesn't have to be with the, it can just be love you, mom.
Yeah.
But it's still very different than saying te you best, mom.
Let us know in the comments how you feel about this. This was very interesting. I can honestly talk about this for a very long time, but I feel like I don't want to go in circles.
Yeah. I would also love to really hear different opinions of like how you guys feel about this. If you at all had the same experience as us growing up. And if you tell your parents that you love them in your native tongue, your native language.
Does it feel heavier than I love you? I feel like it does in any language. How do you say I love you in Spanish again?
Te amo?
Yes. That feels like you're taking your heart out of your
and
pocket.
I'm taking it
and you're
I'm
just
like
giving it to someone. You're like, you know what? Te amo.
Yo. I feel that.
Okay. It's getting hot in here.
It is getting hot in here. And I'm getting also hungry. So.
Yes.
Thank you guys for listening. As
this
always.
Was fun. I
it was
really
a great
like
episode.
This. Yeah.
Shout out to everybody's dog and
I hope you're enjoying the merch, you know. It's nice
for everybody that has it. I hope you've been wearing the shit out of the shirts and the hats.
Yeah, we have the hats right here. You see it all over the Instagram. Thank you for tagging us, because now I'm speaking in the future.
Every episode we're speaking in the future. All right.
Okay, bye guys, we love you. It's hot. Get some water,
get some sunscreen, get some food.
Yes,
get some, but also get some sun, like get out and about, you know, get that vitamin D.
Yes, and also challenge yourself today to call your sibling, your brother, your mom, your dad, your kid, and tell them that you love them, whether you want to text it to them. Just try it out and see how that works, and then let us know in the DMs. That'll be so fun. That's the challenge of this episode.
Yeah, I feel like we should have done that like live on the pod.
What you mean live on the pod?
Like, oh, we should have called someone and said it.
Yeah, well.
But that's too much right now.
Yeah, it's too much right now.
Okay. Love you guys.
Love you guys.
Te iubesc pe toți.
Te iubesc to everybody that's from Romania.
Actually, I said that so wrong. Vă iubesc pe toți.
Vă iubesc. Vă iubesc.
Pe toți.
Pe toți. If you're from Romania and you speak Romanian, vă iubesc.
And actually, when I'm saying it right now, I actually do really love you all.
Exactly. Je t'aime to anybody that's French speaking. Mm-hmm. If you speak Dutch, ik hou van u. Say ik hou van u.
Ik hou van u.
Ik hou.
Ik hou van u.
Van u. Or you can say ik hou van jou.
Ik hou van
u. What?
Ik hou van jou.
Ik hou van jou.
Ik hou van jou.
Or ik hou van u.
Okay, stop switching your love, bro.
I don't know, even saying
what
that,
about the other language? Give me another.
I feel like, what? Well, yeah.
What about Lingala? Can you say it in Lingala?
Lingala, I didn't want you to put me on a spot.
Oh, because you don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Ah, sorry.
So whatever I give you, take it. Okay?
Okay, guys, we're signing out.
Oh, okay, bye.
Bye. Love you.